Yes, and your life counts, and enthusiasm definitely makes a difference. Hello and welcome. You're live on the Sudden Eye Impact Show. I'm your host, Lee, coming to you from the DFW Metroplex. On this show, we have fun, we learn together, and we encourage one another. On this show, we discuss a variety of topics, such as, but not limited to, service, vision, personal responsibility, accountability, goal setting, accountability partners, the power of thought, the power of words, belief systems, support systems, to name a few. The show's mission, purpose, and intention is to discuss simple, basic, fundamental ways to help everyday people experience more fulfillment, satisfaction, enrichment, enjoyment, health, mental health, and overall peace through utilizing your own latent resources that lie dormant within you. The show is spiritual, inspirational, and motivational, expressing electrifying, energetic, explosive, and powerful content that anyone can take and apply to any area of their life to change their life for the better and to change your life for the best. On our show, we share concepts, principles, processes, and systems that work, if you work them, that deliver good and great results.
Good afternoon. I am Trinity. Question 1. Dad, what do you know about mindset? Question 2. Dad, what is thought by your observation? Question 3, Dad, explain to me what you know about visualization. Question 4, Dad, are you a decision maker or are you a procrastinator? Please explain.
Hi, my name is Shay Simmons. I am Dee Lee's youngest sister, and I have a few questions. What are your beliefs? Where did your beliefs originate from? Do you believe you participate in self-sabotage? And if so, can you elaborate by providing an example? Do you believe you have limiting beliefs in certain areas?
This is Sabrina Lee, Dwight's older sister. I have a few questions. One of them is, what is your way of viewing reality? Number 2, what are you identifying with? Number 3, do you understand your belief system? And number 4, what will be the measurable action steps you are going to take every day to move you to your goal?
My name is Helen Hawker. I'm Dwight Lee's mother. What do you believe your purpose for being here is? Second question is, what are your strengths and weaknesses? Third question, how much of your potential are you currently oppressing? Fourth question, why is a goal important?
Marvin Sam. Brenda Dwight. The first question, do you have concrete reasons for your belief? Second question, how do you change your belief? Third question, do you think that if you change your belief, it will change your life for the better? Fourth question is, if you keep doing what you're doing currently, what will happen? Fifth question, how do you expect to be done?
Today is a Q&A session. Start with question number 1 for my daughter. It says, Dad, what do you know about mindset? What I understand about mindset is, what are you setting your mind towards? What goal, what objective, what target are you setting your mind towards? Question number 2, what is thought by your observation? To me, I don't have a thorough explanation for it, but this is what I believe it to be. I believe that it's some type of mental, electrical transaction that hasn't been thoroughly explained, but we know that it all exists and that it's very, very important, meaning what we think, our thought impulses, and our thought processes. Here's some statements to support that. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, a man becomes what he thinks about all day long. Earl Nightingale said, the strangest secret is we become what we think about. Dr. Kim McFarland said, 2% of people actually think, 3% of people think that they think, and 95% of people would rather die than think. Question number three. Dad, explain to me what you know about visualization. What I understand about visualization is you utilize your imagination and you get an image within your imagination of something that you want. It could be a shirt, it could be pants, it could be any object, any material object. And basically what you're doing is you're burning that image into your mind. And as you continue to contemplate that image, somehow, some way, that material thing shows up or you acquire it somehow, some way. Question number four, Dad, are you a decision maker or are you a procrastinator? Please explain. For the most part, I am a procrastinator. Situations basically have to put me, my back against the wall before I will primarily take action. That's kind of the way I would explain that. I do make decisions, but most of the time I default to stalling instead of taking action. Question number five, what are your beliefs? Basically, since the last trimester of my mom's pregnancy, of me being in her womb, patterns, habits, behaviors, tendencies, thought patterns, and beliefs were downloaded into me. So I don't really fully have my own beliefs. My beliefs come from my mother and father, my grandparents on both sides, and other family members. Question number six, where did your beliefs originate from? They originated from my parents, my grandparents, and beyond. Question number seven, do you believe you participate in self-sabotage? If so, explain. Yes, I do participate in self-sabotage. An example is I can wake up knowing that I'm supposed to go to work at 8 o'clock. It can be 7 o'clock, and I'll lay there to 7:30 instead of getting up immediately. Another example is on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I know I'm supposed to write, create art at a certain time. Sometimes I report to do this work in my private restricted area later than I should. Why is that self-sabotage? It's because you're not doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. Do you believe you have limiting beliefs in certain areas? Yes, I have limiting beliefs in multiple areas. An example of that would be setting a goal to write 10 pages for a book. Even though I know I have the skill and ability to do it, I have to fight against my own self to force myself, to motivate myself to actually go and write the 10 pages for the book. Question number nine from my mother. What do you believe your purpose for being here is? I believe my purpose for being here is to use my gifts, talents, and abilities to grow and to help others and at the same time receive from them as I give to them, exchanging our gifts or bartering our gifts, giving them knowledge and expertise, and at the same time, withdrawing knowledge and expertise and experiences from the people I come in contact with. Question number 10, What are your strengths and weaknesses? I'm going to deal with the weaknesses first. One of my weaknesses is consistently being present. What do you mean by that? Showing up. As Jay Banks talks about, showing up. If you are a basketball player and you know you have practice at 7 o'clock, you need to be there at 7 o'clock, not just physically, but be there spiritually and mentally. That means focus, concentrating, going through every single drill 100% every single time. So one of my weaknesses is that I'm going to be working on is being present. Sometimes I'm present, sometimes I'm not present. What is an example of a strength? My strength is once I'm inspired, once I'm motivated to do something, I apply immense pressure with no let up. An example of this is creating art. Like every day I'm working on art. It may be 4 hours during the day, it might be 1 hour during the day, or it might be 30 minutes during the day. But every day I create art. It's something that I'm passionate about. So once I lock in on a goal and I'm focused, it becomes a strength because I do it literally until I fall out. So that's a strength. How much of your potential are you currently expressing? I would probably say about 1.2%. And I'll give you an example. Let's take a superior athlete, you know, like Muhammad Ali or Michael Jordan. You know, I would say those guys are probably around that 6% mark, meaning that they have went beyond the extra mile into a fanatical or phenomenal level. So I would say that I'm around 1.2%. I know that there is far, far, far much more that I can do. Yes, in some areas, I probably look like I'm doing beyond that, but also in some areas, I shrink for whatever reason. So I believe in my heart that I'm about doing about 1.2%. And the statistics say that we use between 1 to 10% max of our capabilities. But we have 100% of capabilities. So I would say that I'm around that 1.2%. Question number 12, why is a goal important? A goal is important because it gives you a target. And there's something about having a target that's congruent and that is connected to your mind. When your mind is like a heat-seeking missile, it hits its target 99.8% of the time. So a goal is very, very important. It'll keep you on track. It's like a compass. It will let you know what direction you are moving in. So if you need to course correct, you're able to course correct. Question number 13, coming from my oldest sister, Shabri. What is your way of viewing reality? My way of viewing reality is pretty much the same way everybody else views reality. Through my five senses, see, hear, smell, taste, and touch, and also through my sixth sense on my mental faculties, imagination, intuition, memory, perception, reason, and will. And basically, you're walking around and you're perceiving everything through your conscious mind, the here and now, and that's only 5%. But your behaviors, your patterns, and how you take action is coming out of your subconscious mind, which represents 95%. So that's kind of how I would answer that question. Question number 14, what are you identifying with? What I'm currently identifying with, what I'm working on. I'm working on writing. I'm working on speaking. I'm working on creating art through the forms of music and words, skits. basically deep diving and exploring, and I'm trying to locate my greatness, and I'm trying to express it. That's what I'm identifying with. Question number 15, do you fully understand your belief system? I wouldn't say that I fully understand it, but I'm aware of certain parts of it. It goes back to the earlier questions. My belief systems are not my own. I'm not, as Jay Banks said, I haven't had an original thought. So I don't have an original belief, but I'm working to take dominion over my belief system. And you may want to know, what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is my beliefs were downloaded to me from my parents and my grandparents and other ancestors. So I'm thinking their thoughts. I'm believing what their ideas, and I've made them real. But now, being that I turned 45, I need to establish my own beliefs. I need to establish my own thoughts, and I need to live according to the purpose of why I was sent here or what I came here for, and I need to do it. So in summary, the belief system is thoughts, beliefs, and expectations that's been passed down to me from family members. And I'm working on exploring and rediscovering myself, becoming more aware, and understanding that consciousness is where everything is and nothing is judged. So I fully expect over the next 6 to 12 months to really establish my own belief system. Question number 16, what will be the measurable action steps you are going to take every day to move towards your goal? My goals are to have one of the best radio shows in the country, to release all three of my books by September 1st, and at least one of them become a national bestseller and international bestseller. My financial goal is to get all the way on the other side of money, where I don't even think about money no more. How am I going to reach these goals? I'm going to continue to work and use my gifts every day. I'm going to write. Every day I'm going to practice in the mirror. I'm going to speak. 3 to 4 times a month, I'm going to have a show with explosive and great content that's impacting lives all across the world. I'm already known in New Zealand. I'm already known in Australia. I'm already known in Cameroon. I'm already known in other parts of Africa. I'm already known in Seattle. I'm already known in Atlanta. So I'm just going to keep doing the work, keep putting good content out there, and let the results take care of themselves. Question number 17, do you have concrete reasons for your beliefs? No, I don't have concrete reasons for my beliefs because my beliefs are not my beliefs. They were passed down to me from my parents, my grandparents, and other ancestors. Now, what I am going to do, continue to deep dive within myself, establish my own beliefs, and develop supportive reasons of why I have those beliefs. Question number 18, how do you change your beliefs? You change your beliefs by first identifying whose beliefs have you been living off of. Then the next thing is you're going to have to diligently work towards uprooting those beliefs because they are ingrained in you deeply. Then you're going to have to replace those beliefs with your own beliefs by establishing your own value system and what you're going to work towards and establish core beliefs that are going to work for you in your own individual dynamics. And in saying that, you're not going to be able to be concerned with what somebody thinks about it or what somebody has to say about it. You're going to have to block all that outer chatter out and do what's best for you so you can take dominion over your own life and begin to live your own life according to your own belief system, your own thought system, and your own expectations, and utilize your own faith. Question number 19, do you think that if you change your beliefs, it will change your life for the better or for the best? If so, how? Definitely, absolutely, it'll change your life because it'll get you unstuck from all the labels, all the restrictions, all the limits, and everything else that everyone has placed on you. So just by changing the beliefs and beginning to integrate them, it'll change your life for the better. And if you are diligent and focused, consistent and constant, it'll change your life for the best. Question number 20, if you keep doing what you are currently doing, what will happen? I'm going to revolutionize my life. I'm going to positively impact thousands and ten thousands of lives. I'm going to be fully immersed in my dream work of writing, speaking, coaching, teaching, training, and creating art. And I'm going to become a multimillionaire. Question number 21, who do you expect to become? Who I was meant to become.
This is Jaron Banks here on the Sudden Eye Impact Show, and today we're going to be asking a few additional questions of Dwight Lee, otherwise known as Lee, on the show. I'm live and direct from my car, out traveling. So the first question we're going to ask is, Dwight, explain to me what you know about affirmations.
What I understand about affirmations is it's words arranged in a certain format that you are supposed to speak aloud to yourself. It's positive phrases that is supposed to bring up courage, confidence, and strong belief from within yourself. Most people probably have to, I would say, practice these multiple times per day for between 3 to 6 weeks before they start to feel and express the positive results that is geared towards producing. That's what I know about affirmations.
And I'll add to that, just around the language, because I talk about conscious language quite a bit. You know, affirmations, and Dwight just mentioned this, you know, the ability to affirm, right, to make something firm within yourself. The affirmations are powerful there, so I appreciate you giving us some insight into how you have used that valuable tool. Next question. Explain to me your self-image or the concept of self-image.
Okay, I believe that self-image is multifaceted. And what I mean by that is there is a way that people see you, people in the general public or that you work with, and then there's a way that your family members see you. And then there is a way that your lower self sees you, and then there's a way that your higher self sees you. And basically, the most important piece of that is the way you see yourself within yourself. That means when you hear your name, how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as an achiever? Or do you see yourself as a loser? Do you see yourself as somebody that's struggling, barely getting by? Or do you see yourself as a person that's flourishing, thriving, prospering? That image of yourself is critical. So the way that I see myself, and I don't even know, I don't have a point of reference, but I'm the type of person, I wear a shirt and tie almost every day. I've kind of laid off of that a little bit, but for the most part, I have the mindset that if you're conducting business, you should look accordingly. So I see myself as a well-dressed, sharp young man, able to communicate with the person that sleeps behind the dumpster to the person that's driving the Bentley. So I have healthy self-esteem, and I have a positive self-image.
Okay, thank you. What do you know about states of mind?
What I understand about states of mind, there is lower states of mind, there is middle or mid-level states of mind, and there are higher states of mind, and then there's another phase that's even above that. I don't have a name for it, but I know it exists. And I'm going to tell you something, and it might sound spooky, but this happened. The earbuds that I have right now, they weren't attached to anything, and this was just before the call. And I heard people talking, and I had the earbuds in, and they weren't hooked to anything. It happened. So states of mind. The lower states of mind are kind of like when you are not in control of yourself and you are not taking dominion over your mind and mental capacities. You're like struggling as if you don't know how to go in and come out. It's sort of like a puppy. It's like you don't know your way. And basically in that state, you're not thinking, you're not believing, you're not expecting, and you're not acting, and you're stuck. In the middle level or mid-level states of mind, it's kind of like you're walking around on the job, utilizing your conscious mind, which is only 5%, and you are there physically, but you're just walking around going through the motions. Basically, you're being less than average and you're being less than mediocre. You're just there. You don't have any purpose. You don't have any intent. You don't have any objective. You don't have any goal. You're not moving with any sense of direction to accomplish anything. The higher states of mind are like Jay Banks. Jay Banks, when he shows up, he's present. He's conscious. He's aware. He's dialed in. He knows what's going on. He has a reason for being there, and he has an objective or a purpose or a certain result or an outcome he's aiming to receive while he's where he is. That's what I would say about states of mind.
Okay, thank you. I'll add a couple points there because I know Dwight and myself spent a lot of time in our mastermind calls and working with other people talking about the higher states of mind. But it doesn't mean that myself or even him go through what we call lower states of mind. These are not bad things. It just goes back to Dwight's example. A way I like to simplify it is you have situations that you react to. It means something outside of you happens, and that influences you to operate a certain way. And then there's responding, right, where regardless of what's happening outside of you, you assess your feelings, your thoughts, what may be going on using your five senses, your higher faculties, maybe prayer, intuition, and then you make a choice and you respond in the way that you choose to, regardless of what's happening around you. And I think that's, I really appreciate you answering that, Dwight, because I think the way that you explained it really goes into a lot of things that we're seeing out now in our community, right? Regardless of what may have happened to us or in our country or our global society, we still have the ability to respond in the way that we choose to. So thank you for answering that. Here's our next question. How does reality work for you?
How does reality work for me? The principle is our thoughts create our reality. But I said it before, and I'm in the process of paradigm shifting and perception shifting, but I'm just beginning, so I'm not there yet. Thoughts are causes and conditions are effects, meaning when you think something, there's always a consequence, whether it's positive or negative. And it really hurt me to say that because I'm trying to get totally away from judgment, period, because it has restricted me. But that's how I would answer that. Now, with that being said, my thoughts haven't been my thoughts. My thoughts have been my mother and father's thoughts and my both sides' grandparents' thoughts and down the genealogy of the Lee family. So I've been thinking their thoughts, and so I've been creating their results. But I'm in the process of paradigm shifting and perception shifting to my own thoughts. And we talked about this a little earlier, my own beliefs, so I can revolutionize my life. Now, I'm not saying that I regret anything or that I would take anything back, because if you get to tinkering with different things in your life, there could have also been other outcomes. So that's not what I'm saying. But as I do paradigm shift, perception shift, and establish my own beliefs and my own belief system, you will definitely be able to immediately tell the difference when you hear me speak or you work with me or you read any art that I produce or hear any art that I produce.
Okay, thank you. Now, this next question, I think really plays right into your last answer, and it's, you know, tell us more about who you are. Tell me about yourself.
Okay, for me, my personality and my, I guess, mood, I'm more like a silent assassin. I assume, I don't know when I did it, but I assumed that I was a business person. So I'm going to kind of go into some of my pathways down this journey. I've ran 5 out of 6 Fortune 500 companies, being the top person at store level. In my current role, I'm in the middle level. I should be at the top level, or actually, as Katrina said, I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm soon to be a fully entrepreneur. So I have a lot of experience. I have about, or a little more, 25 years of experience in sales, human resource management, and leadership, and running those 5 out of 6 Fortune 500 companies. Back to my personality, I do have killer instinct. I mean, like a viper snake, or, you know, MJ, Kobe, Sugar Ray Leonard. So whenever I am interested in something and I pick it up, if I'm interested in it, I'm really interested in it, I commit to it, and I don't stop until I reach whatever the best possibly is for me. I have tunnel vision. I've never been jealous of anyone. I only worry about my own outcomes, so I focus on what I'm trying to do. So whatever it is that I'm interested in and I commit to and I choose to do it, from step A to step Z, I stick with it until it's done. That's my commitment level. So I've always been criticized for the communication piece, but at the same time, I've always understood from an early age that I don't really verbalize much of what I'm doing. I just think about it. I ponder on it. I say law it. And you don't know until it's already too late. You know what I mean? There's too much evidence. There's too much proof. So in summary, I don't really give a damn about theory. I'm more a proof person. Now, I do have faith. I don't have to see something to believe it. I know that when I believe something, I'm already seeing it. And because of that process, at some point, I will hold it. In summary, what I would say is that I'm quiet, assertive. I lead by example. My work ethic is relentless. I mean, I work myself into a lather, and I won't come up off of it until I fall out. I mean, that's just me. I don't know where it comes from. I didn't establish it. I mean, I understand that all these different things were passed down to me from my ancestors. That's kind of how I would answer that question.
Okay. And to finish up our questions here, this is also another question that ties into the last question. Do you have any limitations that you know of, that you're aware of?
Yes. Being present, that's something that I need to work on severely. And then the only other thing is all this stuff that I've allowed people to put on me. If I can be present and I can strip all this stuff that comes from my ancestors and the patterns and habits that I have, I guess, voluntarily participated in, if I can strip that stuff away, I become the infinite being that I am, and nothing will be within reason to accomplish for me. And I mean, I do mean nothing. That means creating another galaxy, forming another stratosphere, going beyond the quantum, all of that.
Okay, well, thank you. That concludes my segment of questions. And anything else you'd like to add there, Dwight, just about? I think this is something that we talk about all the time, the power of questions. I'll add an overarching question. What do you think you gained personally from going through and answering these questions?
I think it's huge and it's bigger than I thought. And I'm talking about, I'm being real and transparent with the people of the world, because I know if I have these insufficiencies, others have it. That's why I'm bringing it out. And see, I tried to back off of this. And even me landing in my city, all of this, and what I would say, this was downloaded to me right before I dropped off to sleep. This right here was divine order. And it shows me that, to a measure, I was very selfish and I almost missed out on something, because these words were given to me right before I'm dropping off to sleep. The Akashic records are wide open. Everything is revealed. We are expanding outward. All light workers, all intentional co-creators, all transformational leaders, all healers, all deliberate creators are connecting.
The call has been made. The call has been made. Thank you.
Every day I'm coaching. Every day I'm coaching. Every day I'm coaching. Who you think you're listening to? Who you think you're talking to? 'Cause I am that I am is the real boss. triple white Bentley coupe, cash with a friendly ghost, sudden non impact. Keep you coming back. Keep you coming back. Keep you coming back. Every day I'm coaching. Every day I'm in motion. Every day I'm coaching. Every day I'm in motion. Every day I'm coaching. Every day I'm in motion. Who you think you're listening to? Who you think you're talking to? Every day I'm coaching. Every day I'm studying. Every day I'm reading. Every day I'm teaching. Every day I'm speaking. Every day I'm training. Every day I'm writing. Every day I'm coaching. Every day I'm coaching. Every day I'm coaching. Every day I'm in motion. Every day I'm achieving. Every day I'm believing. Every day I'm coaching. Every day I'm dreaming. Every day I'm expressing. Every day I'm feeling. Triple white Bentley coupe. Cash with a friendly ghost. Sudden nigh impact. Keep you coming back. Keep you coming back. I got tired of running from my enemies. I decided to face my enemies. Doubt, unbelief, worry, fear, self-sabotage. I deleted them from my memory. I erased them from my memory. I obliterated them from my memory. Now I got a lot of energy. Now I got a lot of energy. Now I got a lot of energy. I got crazy, crazy energy. I got crazy, crazy energy. Now a new conscious reality. Be the change you want to see. Be an agent of change. Be an ambassador of change. First you will change you. Then your world and everything in it will change. Come up to awareness. Come up to consciousness. Consciousness is right here, right now. It is where everything and everyone exists, and there is no judgment. That's all I got for the Sudden Eye Impact Show.